This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
That's right, it's time. We're joined by Christian again from 830 Coffee. How are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. Straight into it.
I know, straight into it. I'm not here to mess around. It's 8:30, it's coffee time.
Yeah, we're just having a little yap offline there, but we're straight into it. And that is still the catchiest jingle on all of radio, I think.
You know what? I thought over time it wouldn't be funny, but it's still hilarious to me.
Absolutely.
Every morning.
I still find myself like sort of mid, you know, it'll just be a random sort of 11 a.m. on a random Wednesday, and it's like,
too good. And you're up here, and we're going to talk something very fascinating today.
Yeah.
Oh, this is something else. So we're talking about the freshness of coffee and how it's potentially not the best to have it very, very, very fresh.
Yeah, yeah. That's so we call the process degassing coffee. Oh.
Did a bit of degassing myself this morning.
Well, yeah. But yeah, degassing coffee, it's possibly something that the listeners have possibly never heard of, except for maybe the really coffee people out there. But yeah, so coffee comes to us at the roastery as what we call green beans, and it's literally green. So it's all in a it's sort of a big straw sack, like you, I don't know, see on a farm or something like that. And then we put it through the roaster, and that's when it comes out to be the colour that you kind of know coffee to be. So that's that dark sort of brown colour. But after coffee is roasted, the beans sort of, because they get so hot, so they get up to, you know, temperatures of sort of, I don't know, lots of temperature, like 300, 400 degrees. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on these numbers, by the way. Again, just the marketing manager. But they do release a lot of gas, so that's carbon dioxide that kind of stay trapped inside that bean. And then what we do at the roaster is we let it sit for often about a week or sometimes even 2 weeks to make sure that all of that carbon dioxide is out of the bean, so that when you grind it up at home to make it into an espresso or a filter or what have you, that it's the flavours, so it just lets it settle so that the flavours really come through and it tastes like what we say it tastes like, the dark chocolate and the, or the, you know, the milk chocolate or what have you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And fruits and florals and everything. What an interesting part of the process. Have you ever had coffee that's not degassed?
Yeah, yeah, we actually
do. What's it like?
Yeah, we taste coffee all the time at the roastery that is just pretty much just came out of the roaster, you know, like a day or two out of the roaster. So, yeah, it tastes fresh is what I would say, but not in like the good way, not in sort of the way where you might have like a fresh piece of meat or something like that, or fresh vegetables or what have you. That's when it's the best to eat it. But it tastes, it just doesn't taste like the sort of milk chocolate that we talk about or the floral or the what have you. So, yeah, just letting it rest gives it that time to sort of let that gas build off. And then, that's also why on coffee bags like the one in front of us here, you'll often, give it a real.
Give a little shake. Whee!
That's why you often say, if you flick that over, and then just under the fold there.
Oh, it's got little breathing holes.
A little breathing hole. So that it continues to degas in the bag. So some coffee roasters, so we actually degas it in a big container. So it just sits in the roastery and just, you know, does its thing for a little bit. And then we pack it. But it continues to, degas while it's sitting inside the bag there.
Right. We've had a question from a listener.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, potentially. Live on the air.
Live on the air. Okay. Ready to be put on the spot. Someone said they're a slow coffee drinker. It takes them about a month to get through 250. Well, you're in luck. Here's a month's worth of coffee in my hand.
There's a month right in front of you, yeah.
Someone said they've been freezing their beans.
Okay, yep.
Is that like recommended?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, people do that. You can either put it in the freezer, and it does sort of maintain its freshness after we've degassed it there. The other thing you can do is we actually are about to start selling them as a vacuum sealed container. So that takes all of the air out, but basically with coffee it's not necessarily about temperature, it's all just about like the amount of air that sort of sits around the coffee. So yeah, that's why a freezer can work as well, or a fridge.
Freezer, fridge, or one of these new vacuum sealed situations. That sounds really useful.
Keep an eye out for that, yep. I've probably just soft launched that product, but yeah.
Oh, and I love that. We love a soft launch at 8:30 in the morning. That's a fascinating one because I'm a sucker for buying beans and then, I don't know, going out and getting coffee like
yeah, same.
For weeks on end.
Yeah.
And then I come back and I'm like, oh, my beans.
Yeah. No, you still got to go out and visit the cafe, and it's kind of all about that. You know, the other thing about coffee too is that it's not just about, you know, the brewing it, then the drinking it. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, sitting down with your friends at a cafe and looking out at the view or enjoying the sunshine that we had in Tāmaki Makaurau over the weekend. So, yeah, it's all about getting out and about and experiencing it as well, isn't it?
I feel like life's better when you've got a coffee in your hand. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Just strolling around, it's just the best.
Yeah.
And, you've also bought up the beans for this week.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. We've got another single, Origin.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's kind of, I would call that like our old faithful, Colombian Popayan. It's been with 8:30 for kind of a long time. It's one of the sort of OG 8:30 singles.
Yeah.
And it's we've got a really good relationship with the farmer that grows you know, that particular coffee. So it's one that we sort of have on all the time, whereas the other singles in our kind of repertoire kind of rotate around a little bit because it depends on what supply we can get from you know, farmers at the time and what's tasting good and all that sort of thing. But the Popayan is a is our old faithful 8:30. So yeah.
So if you fall in love with it, it's gonna stick around.
It's gonna be there for a long time.
Oh, I love it. It looks absolutely delicious. You've got tasting notes of milk, chocolate, caramel, and delicate acidity. It sounds just so versatile and great.
Yeah, and that's the other reason we keep it around is that it just tastes delicious.
Oh, I love that. Oh, when I saw Colombian, I was like, we've been playing so many Colombian tracks. We just can't get enough of them.
Good. Well, we can keep bringing the Colombian coffee. It's easy.
Yeah. Bring the Colombian vibes, everyone. Thank you so much, Christian, for joining me this morning. Very exciting stuff. Colombian beans for you to win, dear listener. And we learned all about degassing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I meant to say this last week, but I was nervous about making my BFM debut.
Your debut, yes.
But yeah, I mean, that was good to have a question there. So yeah, if you've got any questions for me, obviously, I am just the marketing manager. But any questions that you want asked, what's that one burning question that you have about coffee or how it works or what have you? Text in, send it in, and we'll help to answer.
Yes, we can arrange that for you. Right, listeners, you know the drill by now. All you need to do to win a beautiful bag of this Colombian single origin coffee from 8:30 is text through the word 8:30, one word, one T, with your name and your B card number, and you'll be in the draw. We draw that on Fridays. And as a part of the segment, we play a track from the place the beans are from. This is a bit of a left field pick.
Okay, here we go. I
so,
love it. We love left field.
Carly Uchi.
Okay.
She's half Colombian. And so I was like, look, I think it's a pass.
Yeah. You guys make the rules. I mean, go. Yeah.
Yep. So
let's do it.
This is an older track from Carly Uchi. I think off the first album, maybe. This is In My Dreams. Thank you so much, Christian. And
great.
Thank you, 8:30.
Thanks for having me.
we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.